Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Great game tonight on Monday Night Football. The Saints are up 34-0. I think that pretty much shows us that the Colts have packed it in.
Yeah, really good way to close out the – I think there's one more Monday night game, right, next week.
Yeah.
Vikings and Packers.
That's a good
final.
Game.
That's a good one. Hopefully it's a good
that'll
one.
That'll be a great game. There's
the
a lot
Thursday
of
night
there.
Schedule closed with a whimper on Thursday, right? Raven-Jet game, that was the last Thursday night game.
That was terrible. I
tough
was here
watch.
For that.
That was a tough watch.
Sam Darnold's just awful. He'll probably throw 5 touchdown passes against the Steelers. So do you think, because how about this? The Colts are actually, I think, playing like the Panthers or something?
Yes, next week.
So they're
both
laying,
teams pretty much playing for nothing.
But they're laying 7. How is that possible? But
the game's
you know,
in Indy?
The game's in Indy, and they're going up against Will Greer.
Will Greer going to get the start.
So do you think they can show up for one football game? They've lost 6 of 7,
there's,
the Colts.
Here's the reason why I bet the Panthers in that game. And the Colt D is better than the Panther D. I mean, I know it doesn't say much tonight. They're playing the Saints inside.
Right.
It is what it is. But there's one guy out of both offenses in that game on Sunday that I feel like can put points on the board at
McCaffrey.
Any time. Exactly. That guy's having an all-world year. The Colts are so banged up, and they're sputtering to the finish line here. They're done now. Carolina, you know, with that kid playing his first ever game, you know who they're going to keep feeding it to, whether it's handoffs or little screen passes. They're going to keep feeding McCaffrey. So I got to go with the one guy in the game who I feel like.
Mavia, do you agree with that? Or do you think that Brissett and the Colts have at least one game for Frank Reich where they don't puke?
You know, that's tough. Not they're eliminated from playoff contention. It's one of those, like, do they pack it in or do they just play out the season or do they show some pride at home? I mean, I think they should be able to cover that because we don't know what this Greek is going to do. You know, the Panthers have put up a lot of points even though they've lost all season, even though they keep losing every game. You know, like even yesterday they put up, what, like 24 points? So scoring hasn't been the problem, is that they can't stop anybody. So I guess you got to roll with that, but you don't know what this kid Greer is going to do. That's the problem. He's the unknown. Because you're going to kill McCaffrey, and you're going to dare Greer to beat you.
What I mean, seriously, though, I get it. Carver High says feed the McCaffrey all day. Don't let the kid blow the game. Do you have a hard time betting on some kid that's playing his first game ever?
I do have a hard time betting on him, especially in a situation where you know they're just going to be keying on McCaffrey. Because as great as he is, if they've got two guys dedicated to him the whole game, every play, he's going to have to find somebody else, and I don't know if he can do that.
Yeah, that's going to be very interesting to see. So anyway, I think the Colts just look absolutely terrible. How can you – I mean, honestly, you show up on Monday Night Football and you can't even score? I mean, how bad is it that you can't even score? And I got to tell you, the Saints have given up a lot of points, right? They're not like the greatest defense you've ever seen in your life. I think they're a little overrated in terms of, you know – they're 10-3, and they'll be 6-2 at home. Do you really think they're that good defensively? Seriously, the Saints, you can score against them.
Yeah, they've been susceptible to good teams.
I'll go down their record right now. They gave up points in every game.
Yeah, there's a lot of them that they got left. There's some that they just shut people out, but there's a lot that they gave
up. Look at this.
Lot.
I mean, every single game.
I think their D was better last year.
They gave up 28 against the Texans. They gave up 27 to the Rams. 27 to the Seahawks. The Cowboys' win was 12-10. Buccaneers put 24 on them. The Jaguars, 13-6. That was close. Bears put 25 on them. Cardinals couldn't score on them. Falcons couldn't score on them. Bucks 17 again. Panthers, 31 on them. Falcons, 18 on them. And the Niners put 46 on them in that loss at the Superdome. They give up points. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, if their defense was set and they were good and they felt good about how they were playing, they wouldn't have picked up Jenkins today.
So they got the guy from the Giants?
They claimed them all for waivers, yeah.
He had a great ending to his career in New York with the dropping the R-bomb on everybody and then saying he won't take it back because that's slang in the hood. Like, that was the most pathetic
thing. I'm sorry, but this is why I should be allowed to say it. Yeah. It's the dumbest thing anyone could ever do. Trying to explain what you're apologizing for does not work out in your favor ever.
I actually like what the Giants did for once, where you saw a pro football team say, you want to make a fool out of everybody here and yourself? We're getting rid of you.
Right, because you know before he went to the press and did his little apology, they told him, listen, you're going to go there, you're going to show contrition, you're going to say you're sorry, and then you're going to shut up. And instead, he made the little apology and then completely undid it by continually talking about why it should be okay.
Yeah, like he really lost his mind. So I like the fact that they cut his ass, and they're not going to tolerate it because he made a lot of money. He had a good contract and everything else, and they just said, rip, see ya.
Right, start every game for him.
Tear the cord, see ya, you're gone. Bye. I love that. Like, seriously, so we're going to talk coming up here about, and obviously Greg Bell will fill us in. Can you even believe this guy, Josh Gordon, failed another drug test?
You've said it a thousand times. You knew the day was going to come. Like, some of us were like, kind of like, you know what? You want to just keep thinking that maybe people have, you know, that he's changed and he was getting his, you know, fourth, fifth, or sixth chance, whatever it was. And
right.
No, this is the time. He's gonna stay on that path. And unfortunately, he just didn't. But didn't I see this was more PEDs?
It was
right?
Both, but yeah. It was substance abuse, a drug of substance abuse, which is probably pot because that's what he's had problems with before. But, yeah, also PEDs allegedly, so.
So is that.
This will be it, yes. So this has to be the end of the line, right?
He's finished.
You going to keep bringing him back in?
No, he's finished. I think that's it for him. Mafia, you think he's done forever?
Done, absolutely.
I mean, this is five times he's done it. He's like he's Steve Howe territory now.
Right, how many indefinite suspensions do you get to keep coming off and still screw up?
I mean, honestly. At some point, you just have to, you know what I mean? You got to cut bait. Anyway.
What's your boy Peyton doing? 7.5 minutes left in the game. You're up 34-0.
And he's still dealing.
Still has Drew Brees in there.
Oh, they still have men. Yeah, whatever.
You guys already got the record. Sit him down. Let him rest. Don't let him take a shot or two that, you know, takes those 40-year-old legs out.
Anyway, 855-212-4227 to get on the bench. So, you know, the one guy I got to say that continues to blow my mind and it becomes an issue is Famous Jameis. This guy has absolutely, what have they won, like 6 of 7 or something like that? And this guy has just been shredding lately. He threw 28 of 42 for 458 and 4 touchdowns yesterday against the Lions. Now, granting you, the Lions really do suck. And Patricia, I think, you know, late in that game, remember they got like a pick six or something, the Bucs? And it was like watching Patricia's, you know, career end in Detroit, really watching him on the sideline, wasn't it? So I'm sitting there watching this Bucs team and I'm thinking to myself, my God, they're winning every week. Have you seen the tear they've been on? Seriously, like, and remember they were, remember 3 weeks ago Arian said, I'm not committing to anybody.
Right. And now they're 7-7, right?
Dude, they beat the Falcons. They beat the Jaguars. They beat the Colts. They beat the Lions. The only game they lost was the Saints 34-17. Before that, they beat the Cardinals. So 5 of 6 they've won, and now they take on the Texans on Saturday. So the way that guy's playing, now the Texans are whatever.
They need the game.
The Texans have to win,
They need the game, or they could lose the division if they don't win this game on Saturday.
Do you think the Bucs can beat them the way they're on fire?
In Tampa? Well, here's the problem now. They lose Evans last week. They lose Godwin yesterday. It's these big weapons that he throws to, and I get it. Seems like he just keeps throwing it anyway. Another guy just comes out, and they keep racking up yardage. But, man, their second biggest target goes out now. It seems like they're losing a few guys.
So you're on Houston.
I'm probably going to be on Houston, especially with how much they need the game on Saturday. I'll probably be on the Texans.
What about you, Mafia? Do you think the Famous Jameis role can keep going or not?
No, I think he'll have another one of his typical games. We'll have like 330 yards and 2 or 3 picks because it's only been 4 games the whole season. The guy has not turned the ball over through the air. And that's not even – I'm not even looking at fumbles yet, so there might be some there during those games. But that's the problem with him is that he'll win these games. You'll be like, wow, he's incredible. You know, or he'll throw for a ton of yards. But he doesn't take care of the ball. And, yeah, against crappy teams like Detroit, you can get away with that. Against a team like probably Houston or a team like if you, you know, somehow make the playoffs, that kills you. You're done.
Yeah, I got to tell you. And then another thing is this guy, Trubisky. Yesterday I'm watching him. And, you know, after the game, wasn't he, like, saying things that people didn't like or they construed one way or the other and everybody started writing stories that Nagy and him don't get along? But here's the deal. I'm watching this guy play yesterday, and I'm thinking to myself, I cannot believe that guy was the number 3 pick in the NFL draft. Seriously. I mean, he is kind of ass. I can't even watch. He's so, it's just so bland. His game is so bunk. When he drops back, I'm scared to death. Like, you know, honestly, when he throws the ball, you can't even deny it, right? You don't think that guy's average? He is as average as a rainy day. Honestly, he's terrible. Stop. Just stop. They will never win anything with that guy. Mark my words. And, you know, it's probably true, too, that you know, I got to tell you, Nagy's offense is like, it really is peanut butter. It is so bad. I mean, how do you win 12 games last year and then you produce this?
It was all the stuff that they were doing yesterday. It was just
how about
awful.
The people that thought they had a chance to make the playoffs, including Khalil Mack? What is he tripping?
He was useless yesterday also.
Honestly.
Completely invisible.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.